Jesus finds you. Just
hold on and I'll find you.
Where you are. CCFM.
My feel good radio station.
Feel good radio station.
Makes me feel good.
107.5.
Changing lives for good.
Financial Matters is sponsored by Invest for Life and Better You Living. You are tuned into Financial Matters on CCFM with Clinton Werner. We want to see you build toward financial freedom, God's way.
Well, you are tuned into Financial Matters. Good evening to you. My name's Clinton. Really good to be able to share this Tuesday evening with you. On Financial Matters tonight, we start off with some market news and we're going to take a look at an interesting question about does this big election, is it going to have a big impact on markets? We're going to look at that shortly. During Coach's Corner tonight, I want to talk to you about the six-step financial planning process. I want to encourage you, if you haven't got a plan in place, to put a proper structure in place so that you can build towards financial freedom. And then during our financial freedom section, a little later on, we get into step two, part two of that, all about how to attack your debt. We're looking at a seven-step debt attack strategy that you can apply that works, that you can use to get out of debt. And we'll end Financial Matters off with our life tip tonight. I want to tell you that you matter to God. Well, you're tuned into CCFM, coming to you on 107.5 in Greater Cape Town, 96.7 in the Fishic Valley. If you need prayer tonight, you are welcome to WhatsApp us. The WhatsApp line, 061-798-1075. 061-798-1075. And if you want a copy of tonight's notes, all about our money management tip, which coming up shortly too, during that we get a look at how you can make good financial decisions. We've also got the six-step financial planning process, the financial freedom topic about how to attack your debt, and the life tip. If you want a copy of those notes, you're welcome to get hold of me. You can either WhatsApp me your name and your email address, 061-798-1075. You can also simply email me, clinton@ccfm.org.za, or go onto the betteryouliving.com website. All a copy of those notes are available there.
Burdens exchanged.
Burdens exchanged.
Life reframed. CCFM 107.5.
Changing lives for good.
Market news.
Okay, well, let's get straight into market news. We've got market news and we've also got some news that you can use. Today, the All Share Index taking a bit of a breather, 0.4% down. Global markets all slightly in the red today. But if you look at the great run that the markets have had, our All Share Index literally giving an 8% return over the last month. If you look at the gold price, it's 21% up over the last year. Oil is 10% up over the last year. CPI inflation at 5.2%. The rand also looking pretty good, currently at 18.28 against the US dollar, 23.37 against the pound, and 19.89 against the euro. The rand still looking good, but with our general election on the horizon, expectations are that we may have a bit of volatility over the short term. Investors are also closely monitoring the elections amid the speculation that the ANC may be at risk of losing its majority. And against that backdrop, some news that you can use. Let's just take a look at what has happened in the past when we've had big elections around the world. Do elections have a big impact on the markets? Do elections have a huge impact short term on your investments? And to answer that, there's an article from 91, Investec 91, and they basically said if you look at the historical returns of markets during elections, it doesn't have a huge impact. Markets, yes, do move, and markets can be a little bit up and down over the short term. But over the long term, what also happens is that markets generally take a little bit of a slide just prior to elections, and then as election results come through, they look at the risk aversion, and all of a sudden opportunity arises. So although there's uncertainty around the election outcomes, and this can increase market fluctuations. The big thing at the end of the day is that my advice and their advice is to stay stay calm, not to panic, but to stick to your long-term investment strategy. You know, potential of a political change can be unsettling, but it's during times like this that you should keep a clean and a cool head. I remember my economics professor many times used to say that markets move on worst case scenario and then they correct on fact. And so a lot of the negatives are already priced into the market. So my advice to you is pray for your country, go out and vote, and don't panic. Stick to your long-term plan and keep a cool head. It's easy to lose perspective when the world is in a state of flux. It's easy to lose perspective when a person is left feeling disillusioned. But I want to encourage you, when it comes to your investments, do not panic. Make certain that you've got a good diverse portfolio and don't get over emotional about your money. Although we don't know what the future always holds, we know that God is in control. And if God is in control and you rest in Him, everything will be okay. Now, although there's a little bit of unsettling with the political environment at the moment, the good news is that inflation and interest rates look like they will start to come down later this year, early into next year. And so if you look at markets going forward over the next year, we should see interest rates coming down, which is good for you if you've got debt. It means that you've got a less of a debt repayment on your money. But on the other side of things is that out of any bit of adversity in markets, there's always a potential of upward movements, opportunities that do arise. So I want to encourage you, trust in God, don't panic, stick to your long-term plan. Make certain you've got a diversified portfolio and you will be okay. Above all, put God first, have an eternal perspective. And I want to encourage you tonight to pray. Pray for our country. What does the Bible says? In 2 Chronicles 7, it says, if my people who are called by my name, if they will humble themselves and pray, and if they will seek my face and turn from their sin and wicked ways, God says, I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. My friend, I want to tell you, don't panic with the elections. Markets might be a bit jittery, but stick to your long-term plan and don't forget to pray.
My CCFM.
My CCFM.
This is my CCFM.
All day, every day.
All day.
Like all day long.
Changing lives for good.
Okay, what's the time? 6:15. You tuned into Financial Matters. The whole aim of Financial Matters is to help you become financially fit and help you build towards financial freedom. Up next, we've got our money management principle. And tonight, I want to ask you, how do you make good financial decisions God's way? And so I want to look at a couple of verses. What does God's word say about making good, solid financial decisions? That's coming up right now on the money management principle.
The money management principle.
Okay. When it comes to making important financial decisions, we all have to make them from time to time. You can either make a good decision or a bad decision. A good decision normally will propel you forward, but a bad decision can sometimes break us financially and put us back by years. And so I want to encourage you, if you want to make good financial decisions, whether it's buying a house, whether it's changing your career path, whether it's investing your money, I want to encourage you to plan carefully. I want to encourage you to look at your solutions, look at your options, weigh up the pros, weigh up the cons. And so I want to encourage you, if you want to make good financial decisions, my number one point tonight is you need to get advice. Now, Proverbs 11 says, where there is no guidance, people fail or people fall. But in abundance of counselors, there is safety. So whether you've got a huge financial decision to do about buying that new car or changing your job, I want to encourage you, get advice. And when it comes to investments, make certain you do an investment with a reputable company. I hear so many horror stories of people that have invested in things where they've got no sort of background to what they actually invested in. You need to understand what you invested in. You need to get advice on how best to invest. Then invest with reputable companies. If something seems too good to be true, it usually is. And here's the flip thing. If you can get advice and you can consider various scenarios, if you get the advice on areas and options, often things will be identified that you possibly didn't even think of or consider. These things will present themselves. When you get advice, you might be able to come up with a more simple solution or a more cost-effective strategy to your problem. You might even be spared making a poor financial decision that can set you back. So if you've got an important financial decision to do and you want to do it God's way, take God at his word. And Proverbs 11 says, where there is no guidance, people fall. I want to encourage you, get wisdom, get advice. Listen to what Proverbs 19 says. It says, listen to advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom in the future. It's vital. If you want to make a financial decision, don't rush it. Think it through and get advice. And equally important, in my opinion, even more important, is ask God for guidance and wisdom. Don't make those rash decisions. Think through your options. Don't forget to pray about the decision that you make. You don't have to make decisions purely from a human point of view. I want to encourage you to look to God for guidance. He has all the wisdom and he wants a close walk with you. Listen to what the Bible says. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. It tells us, tell God what you need. Thank him for what he's done. It says, when you do these things, when you pray to God instead of worrying, you'll experience God's peace, which will surpass all understanding. And God's peace will guard your heart and mind as you live in Christ. I want to encourage you, when you make financial decisions, number one, get advice. Look at things from multiple perspectives. Look at things. Don't rush your decision, but consider God. Get guidance from God. Wait on him. Consult God about your dreams, about your plans. He wants the best for you, and he wants a relationship with you. I want to encourage you, get advice, seek God's word, read his word. The word of God is filled with financial wisdom. Invite God to be your CEO. You know, the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 8:18, remember the Lord your God. It is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Also, commit your plans to God. The Bible says when you commit your plans to God, your plans will succeed. And remember, God wants to guide you along the best pathway for your life. So trust him. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't depend or lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. I want to encourage you, when it comes to making big financial decisions, don't rush it. They can set you back if you make a bad call. Make certain you get the right advice and don't forget to consult God. Make good financial decisions, get solid advice, and look to God. By making godly, good decisions, you can avoid much pain and you can set yourself and your family up for a brighter tomorrow while honoring God. My friend, you tuned into Financial Matters on CCFM. Maybe you've blown it financially. Maybe you need God's guidance in your life. I want to tell you, he wants a relationship with you. And he's not just interested in your Sunday walk. He's interested in your daily walk. He's worried about us. Not worried that he stresses about us, but he cares about us. He wants the best for his children. So I want to encourage you, take God as his word, get advice, and look to him for guidance. You tune into CCFM's Financial Matters. My friend, if you need prayer, WhatsApp us now, 061-798-1075. Just gone 20 minutes after 6. Coming up next during Coach's Corner, I want to talk to you about how to make good decisions, taking this concept a little bit forward, and coming to saving and investments. I want to encourage you to set up a meeting with a financial advisor if you don't have one and put the right processes in place. What is a financial advisor going to do? He's going to do a comprehensive financial planning analysis, looking at what your needs are, where you are at, and how to structure a process to put the right protections in place and help you achieve your longer-term goals and dreams. We're going to look at a process that you should follow that's coming up shortly on Financial Matters. But first things first, my friend, if your life is not right with God, what are you waiting for? He wants to be the CEO of your life. Make him the Lord and the Savior of your life. He is in complete control. He knows exactly what is up. He's got no shortfall. He's the God of all the people of the world. Nothing's too difficult for him. And he wants to do life with you. My friend, if your life has fallen apart, if you've let go of God, I want to encourage you. Surrender your life to Jesus. Make him the center of your life. Ask him to help you in the middle of your chaos. Make him the center, and he can cause all things to work out for the good. My friend, if you want to make that decision to make Jesus the center tonight, don't you want to do me a favor? Drop me a quick WhatsApp or drop me a quick email. Just say, Clinton, I want to make that decision to put Jesus at the center. Just if that is you, just WhatsApp me your name, email address, and put the letter P down. That'll be the signal that you are making a decision to start or to restart or to reset your walk with God. What we want to do, our prayer friends want to pray for you tonight, but more importantly than that as well, we want to bless you with some incredible literature to help you grow in your walk with God. We'll also throw in the notes we're looking at tonight, all about how to squash your debt, how you matter to God. We'll also include the notes on how to make good financial decisions. If that's you, WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. If you just want the notes, just WhatsApp me your name and your email address. If you've made a decision to put God at the center, I've got an incredible ebook for you by a world-renowned author as a gift from us at CCFM. If that's you tonight, when you WhatsApp me, please include your email address. And if you do WhatsApp me, please, you need to include the email address. Otherwise, we can't get those notes through to you. GNR Worship up next. Right after that, we go into our Coach's Corner segment. Right after that, we're going into our 7-step debt attack strategy part 2, where I want to share a concept with you that really works to help you squash your debt and help you build towards financial freedom.
Coach's Corner. Grow your financial understanding.
Burdens exchanged.
Burdens exchanged.
Life reframed. CCFM 107.5,
changing lives for good.
Well, you tuned into Financial Matters. My name's Clinton. Good evening to you. It's time for Coach's Corner. And tonight, I want to really encourage you when it comes to making those important financial decisions. We've looked at it already. It's important to get advice, and it's equally important to look to God. What I want to do is just drill down during Coach's Corner on this concept of getting advice when it comes to building up your savings and your investments. If you also want to protect your family, it's important that you get the right advice. And so I would encourage you to set up a meeting with an independent financial advisor. There are lots of good financial advisors in Cape Town. Make use of someone who's got the expertise who can help you. Look at where you are, put the right processes in place so that you can build towards financial freedom. Now, here's the big thing. If you want to accomplish your future goals and dreams and still protect your family and yourself along the journey, it's important to have a comprehensive financial planning analysis done. What this entails is reviewing your current assets and liabilities and what your dreams and your goals and your needs are. And what a financial advisor will be able to do is help construct a workable solution to help you achieve those plans. They are also there to walk the journey with you. Everyone's situation is different, and that's why it's important that you set up a meeting with a financial advisor, get an understanding of what they can do for you and what your expectations can be. What a financial advisor will normally do is look at what your needs are, what your objectives are. In other words, where are you now? Where do you want to end up? They will then look at your situation by looking at what you've got and what you want to get at. Gather the right information, and they will analyze your situation. From that side, they will do a financial planning analysis. And then what they should do is present you with a report that will show you where you are and taking into account your needs, goals, and objectives, come up with a realistic strategy to help you implement those goals and objectives and safeguard you against any potential shortfalls. That plan should also be realistic. The big thing is that once the plan is put in front of you, you should look at various quotes and options so that you can put the most cost-effective solution in place to take care of your needs. If you're happy with the advice that the financial advisor gives you, they'll help you implement the strategy, put in the right processes in place so that you can start working towards fulfilling the protection needs and putting the right savings in place so that you can reach your future goals. The last point that is so important is that any decent financial advisor is not a hit and run service. A financial planner will set up regular meetings with you. They will monitor your process. They will review your portfolio. They'll keep you informed as to what is going on within your portfolio, and they'll also help you make the necessary adjustments so that when your life changes or you get that promotion, that your portfolio can adapt to suit your needs. It's important to do the regular reviews so you know what's happening with your money. So what's the moral of the story during Coach's Corner? If you want to build towards financial freedom, if it's building up your savings and your investments for your retirement and for your longer term goals, get some advice. Let a financial advisor have a proper look at your situation. Put the right processes and strategies in place so that you can get cracking and build towards financial freedom. The Bible says it like this in Proverbs 12, "The way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but the wise man listens to counsel." The Bible also says, "Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but it's hasty shortcuts that lead to poverty." But above all, consult God. Remember, He wants to do life with you. My friend, I want to encourage you. If you don't have a proper plan in place, how are you going to get to what you're trying to get to? I want to encourage you. Put the right plan in place, the right strategies in place, and you can build towards financial freedom. Above all, you can do it God's way. By the way, if you want a copy of the notes, you're welcome to email me, clinton@ccfm.org.za. You can also WhatsApp me. If you do WhatsApp me, please include your email address as well. The WhatsApp line, 061-798-1075. You tuned into CCFM. Program is Financial Matters. The whole aim of Financial Matters is to help you become financially fit and help you build towards financial freedom. Our Financial Freedom series comes up next, and tonight I want to go into part two, all about the 7-step debt attack strategy. The whole aim of our Financial Freedom series is to teach you biblical principles and cutting-edge money management principles to help you shrink your debt, build towards financial freedom, all the while honoring God. I know many are cash-strapped, battling to make ends meet. I'm telling you, if you apply the 7-step debt attack strategy, it works. I've seen so many people who've put this into process, and you know what's happened? They've ended up squashing their debt in a much shorter period of time than they thought was possible. You want a copy of the notes with a step-by-step strategy? You're welcome to get hold of me. Go on to betteryouliving.com. The notes are available there. You can also send me a quick email, clinton@ccfm.org.za, or simply WhatsApp me your name and your email address. The WhatsApp line, 061-798-1075.
My CCFM.
All day, every day.
All day.
Like all day long.
Changing lives for good.
Join Clinton Vadner on Financial Matters on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. And Better You Living, for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now. For more information, visit www.investforlife.co.za and www.betteryouliving.com. Invest for Life is a registered financial service. That's Financial Matters, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
Well, it is Tuesday and it's now 6:33. We're going into our Financial Freedom Series component, all about God's blueprint to help you build and manage your money well. And the part we're in when it comes to financial freedom is looking at how you can deal with your debt. We've been doing it for the last month, and tonight we're in part two on our debt attack strategy. We've got a 7-step debt attack strategy, and this strategy works. People that have applied it have managed to wipe out their debt in a much quicker period of time than they thought was possible. In week one, we looked at the importance of examining your numbers. If you want to deal with your financial affairs, if you want to get out of debt, you need to know your numbers. And we encouraged you to know what the value of your assets are. We also encouraged you to look at your budget. Where are you earning your income? Where is your hard-earned income going? And we also encouraged you to get a full overview of what debt you've got in place. We then said, when it comes to your assets, is there something that you can possibly sell? Is there something in your garage that's gathering dust? Are you able to possibly sell something and use the proceeds from that item to possibly get rid of some of your debt? Let's face it, what happens when you've got debt is that you've got a monthly commitment with interest that you had to pay. So if you can look at your assets, is there something you can sell to maybe squash some of your debt to help you live above your means? When it comes to your budget, we said you need to look at your income and your expenses. And we asked you to review your budget. We're going to get into that in a sec. The importance here is, can you cut out the non-essentials out of your budget for a season? Are you possibly able to earn a little bit more? We looked at that last week. The intention is, can you currently free up some extra money in your budget and use that to attack your debts? The good news is interest rates are expected to come down later in the year. So when they do come down and you've got a little bit of more breathing space, I want to encourage you to already be in a sort of habit of squashing your debt so you can get out of debt. Now, last week we looked at the importance of analyzing your financial numbers. And we said, the Bible says good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but it's hasty shortcuts that lead to poverty. And so when we looked at the budget, we asked you, are you able to possibly start a side hustle? Can you possibly earn some extra income? I shared with you the latest stats that show in our country that 50% of South Africans have more than one job. In the youth, 70% of South Africans either do some extra freelance work or have a side hustle on the side. The intention here is, are you possibly able for a season to put a little bit more work in and earn a little bit of extra income and use that extra income to attack your debt? That's one solution you can take to try and get rid of your debt. I know a lot of people that have used their time and their talent that they've got available to earn a little bit more. Can you sell something? Can you provide a service? There are lots of opportunity to possibly earn some extra money. Have you got an innovative idea that makes someone else's life a bit easier? Can you use that opportunity to earn a little bit of extra income? Last week, we also looked at, can you possibly spend a little bit less? Can you downgrade your car for a season? Can you eliminate some unnecessary expenses in your budget? Can you cut back? Can you plug the spending leaks? We encouraged you to study your bank statements. And the latest data shows how many people are cutting down on school fees, cutting down on gym memberships, going to cheaper schools, or looking to downgrade their cell phone and data contracts, even cutting down the domestic help in order to free up some extra money and using that money to attack their debt. Now, tonight, what I want to do just briefly is introduce you to Sarah and Sino. They are a happily married couple. They have got one child, and their combined income is 40,000 rand per month. The problem is they are battling to make ends meet. And because they've got more expenses than the income that they're earning, at the moment they're running 7,000 rand a month short. And so they feel guilty because they're not able to give to God. They feel guilty because they keep eating into their saving. They feel guilty because their debt levels continue to rise. And so if you look at Sarah and Sino, they are a picture of how many South Africans have got more month than money. Now, if you look at Sarah and Sino, 50% of their 40,000 rand that they earn per month goes towards a debt repayment. They've got a home loan And let's face it, if they weren't paying their bond, they would have to pay rental. So they can't just get rid of their home loan. They've also got a car on finance that's costing them nearly 4,000 rand a month. And it's all the other short-term debts, the credit cards and the store cards, that are stealing 15% of their money on a month-to-month basis. So the question I asked Sino and Sarah is, how can they stop the rot? How can they turn things around? And my advice to them was that they had to face their fears. They had to call a family meeting. They had to draw a line in the sand. They needed to invite God in and start a process of turning their financial affairs around. We also encourage them to make good financial decisions relating to their debt so they can also squash the debt and build towards financial freedom. So just like I've encouraged you to look at your budget and your assets and your debts, so we got Sarah and Sino to look at their assets and their debts. And we basically found that they've got no money in savings because they're spending it every month to make ends meet. But what they did find is they had an old bike in the garage, which they were able to sell on Gumtree. They were able to free up some money and they were able to use that to settle one of the small store cards that they had where they owed 4,000 Rand on. They also looked at their budget. I told you how they were running 7,000 Rand a month short. And so what we encouraged them to do was to review their budget. And when we reviewed their budget, what they decided to do, they looked at opportunities. Could they possibly earn a bit more income? And so what Sarah decided to do, she had a friend who owned a coffee shop, and Sarah was a good baker. So she approached her friend, and her friend said, you know what? You can supply some cupcakes to me on a weekly basis. And immediately, Sarah was able to increase her income by around 500 Rand a week, which made a huge impact to their overall cash flow. Sino, on the other hand, had an opportunity through work where he could do some freelance contracting. And that was able to bring 2,000 Rand in a month over the next couple of months. And he said he even had a backup plan, that on Saturdays, while Sarah looked after their young little girl, he would get a job waitering so that he could earn some extra money. The intention was, how could they earn a bit more income in order to get out of debt? They also looked at their budget. And when they looked at their budget, they weren't able to get rid of their car because they owed more on the car than what they could trade it in for. So our advice was, keep your car. But what they decided to do, they looked at their grocery bill. And they said, you know what? We can shop a little cheaper. They were able to bring their costs down on their groceries. They reviewed their insurance and they were able to bring the costs of their insurance down slightly too. They had DSTV. They got rid of DSTV and replaced it with Netflix for the season. And that brought their monthly contribution down by about 600 Rand a month. Entertainment. Instead of spending 2,000 Rand a month on wining and dining and going out once a week, they decided to cut back drastically. They've made a decision that weekly they're still going to go on their date night, but they're going to go for a coffee and a cup of and a piece of cake and a walk on the beach. And so they looked at how could they cut expenses in their budget. They also cut their gym membership for a season. They cut their maintenance and cleaning costs. They managed at the end of the day to bring their overall expenses down by around 6,000 Rand a month by cutting those unnecessary expenses within their budget. And that, together with earning a bit of extra income, meant that they were now in the cash flow positive situation of having an extra 2,500 Rand per month. Here's the big thing. What they were able to do was get control over their financial affairs. That 2,500 positive amount every month in their budget, they were planning to use that to now attack their debt. So what did Sino and Sarah did? After running in a deficit of 7,500 Rand short each month, after reviewing their options, they ended up selling an unused item, that bike in the garage. They freed up 4,000 Rand, and the intention was to use that to attack one of their debts. They started a side hustle. They were able to earn some extra income. They also cut back on the non-essentials. And instead of running short every month, immediately they were able to earn a bit more than what they were earning before. I want to ask you tonight, are you possibly able to start a side hustle? Are you able to possibly consolidate or refinance your debt? Are you possibly able to free up some cash flow? Are you possibly prepared to downgrade for a season? Can you possibly cut back? You see, this is exactly what Sarah and Senor did. Before they started this exercise, they were completely hopeless. They were distraught. They just felt guilty month in and month out. But as soon as Senor and Sarah set up a plan, and an objective plan of earning a bit more, of looking at their budget, they could see a light at the end of the tunnel. Now they've got a little bit of extra money each month, and they started to stockpile that into their debts. And we're going to look at that next week. What I'm trying to encourage you tonight to do, if you want to get rid of your debt, step number one, you need to know your numbers. What are your assets? That is, what do you own? What is your budget? What are you earning? And where are you spending your money? You also need to know your numbers, your debt numbers. What do you owe? How much are you paying a month on the minimum payment on the debt? Once you know the numbers, you need to analyze the situation. And just like Sarah and Senor, maybe you can earn a bit more money. Maybe you can start a side hustle. Maybe you can become a poly jobber like 50% of South Africans are. And what Sarah and Senor decided to do was cut back on the non-essential expenses just for the next year, so that they can gain control over their financial affairs. I can tell you that they settled their debt within their short-term debt within a year and a bit. They got rid of the car debt. They got rid of all their credit cards, all their store cards, and now they're living in financial freedom. Next week, I'm going to unpack the numbers and show you how they actually put this together. But I want to encourage you. You need to set up a plan. You need to know your numbers, and you need to analyze where you are, set up a strategy. Next week, I'm going to show you how to implement the strategy. But if you want a copy of the notes together with the example, send me a quick WhatsApp, just your name and your email address. I'll ensure that a copy of tonight's notes are sent through to you. You can also email me. So let me give you the numbers. WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. That's 061-798-1075. You can also email me, clinton@ccfm.org.za. We're busy with this whole concept of how do you get rid of your debt. I really believe God wants you to build towards financial freedom. We want to give you godly steps to squash your debt and practical wisdom so that you can get out of debt, start honoring God with your money, at the same time, build wealth for a more fruitful tomorrow.
The Financial Freedom Series, brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. For more information, please visit www.investforlife.co.za. Invest for Life is a registered financial services provider. Clinton Vadner on CCFM 107.5. The Life Tip of the Week, brought to you by Better You Living. Visit betteryouliving.com for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now.
Okay, it's just gone 47 minutes after 6. You tuned into CCFM. The program is Financial Matters. A quick note, if you want a copy of the notes, you're welcome to get hold of me. WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. My friend, and maybe you said, Clinton, there was a lot of data to take in on how to squash my debt. That's why I'm offering, if you want the notes, drop me a quick WhatsApp or email, and we'll ensure that those notes are sent through to you. They're available on betteryouliving.com. But you can also email me, clinton@ccfm.org.za. Or if it's easier for you, all you need to do is send me a quick WhatsApp with your email address. The WhatsApp line, 061-798-1075. 48 minutes after 6, Pastor Francois Daniel up at 7 o'clock with Time to Decide. Before we get there, though, I want to just, I know that talking about debt can be pretty overwhelming for many. And I want to just tell you right up front that you matter to God. God knows how many hairs you've got on your head, and He wants a relationship with you. My Bible says in Jeremiah 32, it says, I am the Lord your God. I am the God of all mankind. And God says, is anything too hard for me? God made you. He knows you, and He wants a relationship with you. God is the inventor of life. He knit you together in your mother's womb. He knows you intimately. And He made you with a plan. And He made you with a purpose. And He's got a destiny for you to fulfill. and you are always on the mind of God. He thinks about you consistently. He wants a close walk with you. And here's the thing, God wants a close walk with you. He's interested in you. Nothing is too difficult for God to. He's super huge. He's got no limits. He's got unlimited resources and power and knowledge. Nothing is impossible for him. And so here's the good news. If you matter to God, and if he wants a relationship with his children, then you don't have to face your crazy life alone. The God who created the world wants to do life with you. And so no matter how crazy your life is tonight, no matter how crazy your debt is tonight, no matter how far gone you might feel this evening, no matter how flawed you are, here's the good news. God loves you and he wants a relationship with you. And he sent Jesus, who died on the cross and shed his blood, paying the price for our sins so that we could come back into an intimate walk with God. Jesus bought you and I with a high price. He gives us freedom to choose. But I want you to see the love of God. He loved you so much that he sent Jesus to die and pay the price on the cross for you. And so here we come in. I don't know what you're facing in your life tonight. Maybe your marriage is falling apart. Maybe your finances are a wreck. I want to encourage you, put your hope in Jesus. The world is lost. The world is broken. Many people are running through life, going fast, but going nowhere. Maybe tonight you lost. Maybe you're broken. Maybe you're shattered. Maybe you've taken a few hard knocks. Maybe you're lonely. Maybe you're just drifting aimlessly. Maybe you've been hurt. Maybe you're bruised. Maybe you've shipwrecked your faith. Maybe you've got an addiction. Maybe you're debt-ridden. Maybe you're just tired and worn out. Maybe you've made some bad mistakes. Maybe sin has tripped you up. Maybe tonight you feel condemned or you're worried about the future, worried about the elections. I don't know what you're facing. Here's the thing. You might have messed up. Here's the good news. There's a way out. Jesus loves you. You matter to God. He is the God of all mankind. And the Bible says nothing is too difficult for him. My friend, God is the chain breaker. He knows what is happening in your life. And no matter where you find yourself, how you've messed up, irrespective of your current bondage or condition, you matter to God. He loves you. And he came to set the captive free. If you're weary, Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. The Bible says you can cast your cares on God, for he cares for you. The Bible says don't worry about anything. Put your hope in God. The Bible says draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. It says wash your hands if you've sinned. Come clean. So let me sum it all up. No matter who you are or what you're going through this evening, you matter to God. And irrespective of how you've messed up, God is the God of all mankind and nothing is too hard for him. He loves you. There is hope in him. I want to tell you tonight, there's a solution to your problem. His name is Jesus. And so, yes, we've looked at financial affairs and how to put the right processes in place. I want to encourage you tonight to put your eyes on Jesus. He came to seek and he came to save the lost. The Bible is clear. We all fall short of God's standard. But Jesus made a way for you to come into relationship with him. He's the God of all mankind and nothing, absolutely nothing, is too hard for him. My friend, if your life ain't right with God tonight, if you're going through a crazy time in your life, I want to ask you, why don't you consider surrendering your life to Jesus? Give him your life. Give him your sin. Give him that thing that keeps you up at night, that thing that haunts you. Give him your past failures and mistakes. Give him your debts. Give him your life. Give him your all. God wants to be your God. You matter to him. He wants a relationship with you. Maybe you're listening tonight and you say, you know, Clinton, I used to have a close walk with God, but I've fallen away. My friend, come back to him tonight. Make Jesus the center of your life. Surrender your life to him. I'm telling you, your life will never be the same again. Tonight, God wants to wash you. He wants to cleanse you. He wants to begin a relationship with you. He wants to seal you with his spirit. He's made a way for you to share eternity with him. But he's also made a way that you don't have to face tomorrow or today alone. He wants a relationship with you. And that's what Jesus accomplished on the cross. Will you open your heart to Jesus? Will you let him in? My friend, tonight, make Jesus the center. Look to him. I'm telling you, with God at your side, yeah, we might still face crazy times. The Bible says that. But you don't have to face it alone. You matter to God. Why don't you surrender to Him? Maybe you're listening tonight and you say, you know, Clinton, I would really like a relationship with God. I'd really like a closer walk with God. Maybe you've backslidden. Maybe you've drifted. Maybe you've shipwrecked your faith. My friend, you matter to God. It's not how you start the journey. It's how you end it. Open your heart to Jesus. Let Him in. You don't have to live it alone. Open your life to Him. Surrender to Him tonight. My friend, if that's you, you can just say, Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for paying the price for me. Lord Jesus, tonight I ask you to be my Lord and my Savior. I come before you. I bring you my sin and I say, Lord, I'm sorry. I repent of my sin and I turn to you. I put my faith in you. Maybe you've got a burden in your heart. Just say, Lord Jesus, I surrender this burden, this heartache, this worry, this fear, this anxiety to you. Give it to Him. He wants to be the center of your life. And just say, Lord Jesus, thank you for the price you paid for me. I surrender my life to you. I thank you tonight that I've been born again, that I am a child of God. Come and live in my heart. Come and lead me and guide me. Come and restore me, Lord. Come and help me to live a life that pleases you in all I do. I surrender my all to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. My friend, if you made that decision to get your life right with God, do me a favor, get hold of me. WhatsApp me just your name and your email address. Put the letter P down. That'll be your sign to say, Clinton, I've made that decision to get my life right with God. The reason I want to do that for you is our prayer friends want to pray for you. And secondly, we've got an incredible ebook for you that is going to show you what God has done for you and show you how you can enter in to a up close and personal walk with God. My friend, if you've made that decision tonight, do me a favor, WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. Just your name and your email address. You can put the letter P down. I'm going to bless you with the notes we've looked at tonight. And we're going to bless you with an incredible book to help you with the decision you made. And we are going to pray for you that God will bring breakthrough to your life and just catapult you into a closer walk with God. We come to an end of Time to Decide. Well, let me rather say Financial Matters for this Tuesday night. Pastor Francois's up with Time to Decide at 7 o'clock. But I want to just invite you tonight, if you've made that decision to get your life right with God, get hold of me now. Drop me a quick email, clinton@ccfm.org.za, or simply WhatsApp me, 061-798-1075. Please include your email address if you WhatsApp us. We're going to send those notes to you on Thursday. So from myself, Clinton, go well. God bless you. Remember, the notes are available on betteryouliving.com. You can email me, clinton@ccfm.org.za. From myself, Clinton, go well. God bless. Have an awesome evening.
Financial Matters was sponsored by Invest for Life and Better You Living.